Happy Sunday. Welcome back to Level Yourself Podcast, episode 2 on our Intentions series. I'm your host, Jance, alongside with my gang, Ms. Liz.
Hi, guys. It's Liz.
Ms. Camille.
Hey, guys.
So first, we want to thank everyone who stopped by our social media to share some feedback. Thank you very, very, very much for taking your time out to, you know, click on those likes. The thumbs up. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate that. Thank you very, very much. We also want to give a shout out to a couple of people that left their comments and some awesome feedback. Thank you very much. At Lucinel, thank you. And you're welcome. You mentioned how we reminded you to reset and how for you, the buddy system is what works for you. So I think that's really awesome for you to have that other person there who can help you, you know, just refocus, get you back into the groove, helping you reset back to your goals. You know, hey, are you saving? Hey, did you, you know, clean your house? Hey, did you sign up for school? So that definitely helps. If you guys can get yourself someone that can help you, that can, you know, be that buddy for you to help you stay focused with your intentions, I think that'll be great. So thank you at Lucina and our IG. At Andrea Vero, thank you so much as well. You mentioned something very interesting, which chimed into what I said exactly in the last episode, in episode 1. You mentioned how saving was one of, you know, your challenges and your intention. You made it your intention. You made it a goal to save money. And what worked for you was opening a separate savings account where you had nothing linked to it, where you didn't have an ATM account there. You set up a direct deposit to go straight into the account, which was a small amount, nothing too crazy. And it was automatically transferring there, so you didn't even see it. You didn't even feel it. But I thought that was very interesting because sometimes we look at our account and we see that we have money and we're like, yay, it's spending time. Especially now when, like, being able to order off of Amazon so easily or, you know, online shopping, like, that's no good. So I thought that was an awesome tip, Andrea. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes.
On Podbeam, we received feedback also from at the 9/11 twins. She talked about her intention is to stay away from toxic people. But also, you know, sometimes it's hard to stay away from certain people when we're with them at work or, you know, they're part of our life, basically, our environment. So, you know, my way to help myself around toxic people or to deflect, so to speak, negative energy is to protect myself with small prayers. Also, I have amulets, you know, I have bracelets or stones, you know, I use different tactics, but, you know, it's also important just the prayers. I feel like it's very important to have your own small prayer to say before you leave the house, or even when you're feeling overwhelmed, just to have a small prayer. And also on IG at John Wick 1320, he discussed about having, you know, we're going to have circumstances that may come up, but it's important to just stay focused and be creative and resourceful. So Liz,
and what resonated with him is the reset that I was mentioning last time on episode 1, resetting yourself, wake up, new day. All right, let me level myself out and start over again. With that comes time management. Like, time management is a big distraction, and having time to be able to reset yourself and prioritize. So one tactic that I use is make a schedule, stick to it, and try to organize and prioritize those essential things that I have to get done that have to do with my goals. So even if it's one thing, put it on your calendar, set a reminder, put it on your phone so that the alarm goes off. Make sure you don't dismiss it, snooze it, so that it will continue to come up until you acknowledge it. And those calendars and setting a schedule is help to organize yourself a little bit better.
Yeah, I think that helps. Like, find a way, find something that works for you. Sometimes phones reminders don't help. So then have a little diary, or have a calendar in front of your door. I think that's awesome, Liz. It's true. Like, find your way and find what works for you, because not everything, the same thing doesn't work for everyone.
Right. Yes.
So true. I think that's very interesting. Just throw in there, yesterday I purchased chalk paints. Chalkboard paint. So basically I'm gonna paint a little space in my wall with this paint, and on there I'll write with a chalk like what are some things that I have to do, and as I do them and it's completed, I'll just erase it off. But this part of the wall is near my door, so every day before I leave my house, I will see this, and it's gonna remind me to get things done. And finally, when I erase it with my little I'm gonna be I'm gonna feel happy that okay, it's done, it's taken care of. So it's what I guess works for every individual.
Reminded me of something. For the longest time, I kept saying that I wanted to get dry erase paint. There's the paint that you could paint the wall with that you could use dry erase markers, and I wanted to try to utilize it for the same thing, but I didn't put it as one of my goals, which I should have, and just made sure I made it happen. But now, you reminded me, I need to get that. That is an awesome idea. I'm sure putting next to the door is very smart.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Oh, sorry. Jance, you could use colored chalk. I feel like with the different colors you use will help, like the yellow, like the red, like red could be important, a important right. reminder, or more of like, it could be a loving reminder, like use the color energies to help on your list.
I love that.
Even if it's just on the dry erase board, the color energy is good to work with also.
I love that. Thank you.
Speaking of which, now that we're on the color tip, at Sweetly Spoiled Treats, big shout out to her. She has her calendar. She does baked goods, and she has her calendar set up in her office, color-coded with the sticky notes. And like pink is new ideas, purple are like deadlines, green is orders and the dates. So on the calendar, she has everything color-coded. So Camille, you're right. That's a great idea too.
And colors help.
Yeah, she has it big so that you could see it. So big shout out to Sweetly Spoiled Treats.
I think all of that is super awesome. And John Wick 13:20, that was an awesome point that you made, because we are going to run into these hurdles. We're going to run into, situations, because situations do happen, but it's all about resetting yourself, coming back to level yourself and putting things back together so that you can refocus and get back to your goal. Because things are going to happen, situations are going to come into the picture. So it's all about, coming back.
Yeah.
You agree, ladies?
Yeah, definitely. With distractions, I know one distraction, Jance, we were talking about the other day together, was anxiety. And trying to combat that, some people need like tips on how to combat that, because that could be a distraction definitely to try to reach your goals and your intentions. What's your thoughts on that, Jen?
Well, it's funny because last Sunday I was speaking to a friend and a cousin, and it was funny, I was first speaking to my friend and we were speaking about how sometimes coming into my home, and if my home is not in order or I just feel uncomfortable in my home, it gives me anxiety and it throws me off, and I just start feeling like, okay, now I'm not balanced anymore. So sometimes like the space around me needs to be clear. Knowing that I'm going to come home to a clean space helps me, just stay away, keep away from the anxiety part. And it was funny because my cousin, she mentioned how in order for that, for her not to feel anxiety and for her environment not to feel uncomfortable, she actually set out 2 days of the week where she focuses, her and her husband focus on cleaning her home so that throughout the week, she's not worried about, I got to go home and clean, and then I got to do this, and I got to do that. No, she knows that on Wednesday, she's going to go clean, and then comes Saturday is her next day for cleaning. So she's not overwhelming her mind with the cleaning part of it. You know, she's finding a way to organize herself and, you know, keep her mind clear from any distractions that are going to affect her goals, basically. Yes.
That's the right thing to do. The clear, clean space helps your mind stay clear. The clutter is the clutter you feel inside your mind. So that's perfect that she's doing that.
Yeah. So there's a lot. And distractions, I think we run into it. There's going to be negative people. There's going to be people who don't really see your vision or what you're trying to see or don't find it as important as you do. So, you know, just stick to what you want to do. Think of the reasons why you're doing what you want to do, and don't let the negative energy get to you. Don't, and there are going to be negative people, but don't bring that back to you. Don't bring the negative energy. Time as well. Liz, you mentioned taking time to refocus and put yourself together.
Right. Yeah. Make a schedule, stick to it, and organize yourself. That's important for time management.
And breathing. Camille, you had a good exercise. You said breathing. Helps.
Breathing techniques help. And also, in order to, you kind of have to check yourself too. Like when you're overthinking or you feel overwhelmed, kind of check yourself. Like, wait a minute, is this my negative self-talk? Am I talking negative to myself? Sometimes we do it unconsciously, just being a little bit too hard on ourselves. So we have to really check ourselves and say some positive affirmations to, you know, you have to be your own cheerleader, so to speak.
Right. That's definitely, definitely true. One, you know, speaking of that is like those thoughts in your head and those negative thoughts and, you know, thinking negatively is fear. You know, a lot of people use that as a crutch to achieve their goals and to really do the things that they want to do in life. So I posted something on my Instagram this morning about it, that you have to have courage. Courage overcomes the fear. So if you're not courageous, you're not going to overcome your fears. So it's definitely important to try to have that self-talk like Camille was talking about. Encourage yourself, be courageous for yourself so that you can achieve your goals and set those intentions and make sure that they come to life.
I agree. That makes a lot of sense. It's the whys, like always go back to the why. And you said, you know, fear is always going to go through our minds, and because of your fear, what people are going to say, you're going to fear about how you're going to start your intentions. So it's always keep in your mind why you're doing this for yourself. You got to think about yourself, people. Think about yourself. It's all about you.
Yeah, right. leveling yourself for your path.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's actually a really awesome topic, Liz, that you brought up. And it'd be very interesting to hear from our listeners and our followers. What are some of their fears? What are their fears? What is keeping them from, you know, achieving their goals or going to the next step? Like, what's really going through their minds in regards to their intentions and their goals? Because some goals are a little bit more, you know, challenging than others. And it would be very interesting to listen, to know what other people fear in regards to their goals and intentions.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to post publicly on our Instagram or our Podbeams, just, you know, shoot us an email at levelyourself@gmail.com, or you could send us a DM on IG, and we'll get back to you. We really want to get some feedback and, you know, connect with you guys.
Also, we wanted to give a shout out to on Podbean at Joanna Jokey. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
Yay.
We
appreciate
everybody's support.
And also on IG, I want to give a shout out to Intuitive Goddess 8. Thank you for your support. Also, Madam Sabine, thank you for your support. And, you know, all our family and friends, we, you know, we're inspired to do this to help other people shed some light and, you know, connect with everyone. So just, we just want to say thank you. We're very grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So to all of our listeners, share this with your friends, share this with your family. We'd love to hear some of your feedback in regards to fear. And even to this episode tonight, we would love, love, love to hear it. We really do appreciate your time. And just remember, we're a community. We're here to share light to the day-to-day basis, to our situations. We're here to be, you know, united. So thank you so much. And, you know, we're here to level yourself. So thank you so much.
All right.
We will see you. Have a great night, everyone. And stay tuned for our next podcast.
Stay tuned.
Bye, guys.
All right. Night.